At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, I'd like a hot dog all the way, please.
Coming up. Here you go.
Thank you. Ew. What is this?
That's a corn-based hot dog-flavored tube-shaped thing. It's almost good. That'll be $4.50.
You know what? No thanks.
If almost good enough isn't good enough for you, why would it be good enough for your pet? Add Kennel Kelp to your furry friend's diet. Sprinkled on your pet's food, Kennel Kelp helps with arthritis pain and stiff joints. It can also reduce shedding, fill in missing areas, and improve their looks. Healthy pets show even more energy and have better attitudes. See results in 4 to 8 weeks. The good news is, Kennel Kelp isn't just for pets. It's good for you, too. Sprinkle it on your cereal, or use it instead of table salt when seasoning your food. Kennel Kelp is the holistic care solution for pets and their people. Safe for dogs, cats, birds, cows, chickens, reptiles, almost anything that walks, flies, or slithers. It's a holistic health solution for humans, too. To learn about their many products, visit KennelKelp.com. Get Kennel Kelp for a happier, healthier life.
Pure CBD hemp oil and 10x twice daily. Now, considering 60 to 65% of an adult's body is water, our supercharged oxygenated CBD oil loves and mixes with water. And water is a better delivery system for our bloodstream than oil. Our process is patented. We're the only CBD company within all of network marketing who offers this product. This process provides accelerated, increased absorption and potent. There's nothing else like it out there. And again, it's hydrophilic. It mixes with water. It provides accelerated, increased absorption and potency, and it supports optimal health. Our vapes, vape e-juice, available in 500 milligram and 1500 milligram CBD vape potencies, in blueberry cheesecake or natural citrus flavors. Wholesale, this is $59.97 for the 500 milligram and $99.97 for the 1500 milligram. Now, these vape oils can be used with any vape pen or device that allows a refillable cartridge. They're nicotine and THC free, and they have pure CBD hemp oil in every container. They're delicious, they contain no nicotine or THC, and they're compatible with any refillable device. This is exciting. Hair growth shampoo with anagen. Wholesale, the shampoo is $49.97. This shampoo is the first step of a four-step system to increase hair growth. Anagen stimulates specific signal molecules in the hair to reactivate and promote hair growth. And it is completely natural. It's an all-natural product. Anagen combined with 50 milligrams of CBD per container helps to give your hair the nourishment and stimulation needed to grow fuller and thicker. This product is intended to be used in a four-step system, but it can be used separately. It stimulates hair growth, it promotes healthy hair, and it's a natural contributor to fuller and thicker hair. Next up, hair growth conditioner is the second step of our four-step system to increase hair growth. Anagen stimulates specific signal molecules in the hair to reactivate and promote growth. Anagen combined with 50 milligrams of CBD per container helps to give your hair the nourishment and stimulation needed to grow fuller and thicker. This product is intended to be used in our four-step system, but again, it can be used separately as well. So it stimulates hair growth, it promotes healthy hair, and it's a natural contributor to fuller and thicker hair. Next, our hair growth leave-in solution with Anagen. This is a $49.97 wholesale cost, and this leave-in solution is the third step of the four-step system to increase hair growth. Anagen stimulates specific molecules in the hair to reactivate and promote hair growth. It grows fuller and thicker. This product is intended to be used with the four-step system, but again, it can be used separately. Finally, hair growth moisture treat with Anagen. Wholesale cost of this is $59.97. This hair mask moisture treatment should be used once or twice weekly, but can be used up to five times. This is the final step of the four-step system to increase hair growth. And again, stimulates those molecules in the hair to reactivate and promote hair growth. This is combined with 100 milligrams of CBD per container to grow fuller and thicker hair. After using the moisture treatment, you follow with the shampoo and the conditioner. This product is intended to be used in the four-step system, but again, can be used separately. Next up, and now allow me to introduce you to our new beauty care lineup, an additional product lineup to our existing beauty care lineup. This product line does contain non-CBD product as well as CBD-infused product. And I'm going to cover the CBD-infused product first, and then I'll follow that up with the non-CBD. First, let's start with the massage oil with anointing oil. We offer this to you at the wholesale price of $34.97. It's made with a combination of CBD oil, Europea fruit oil, which is olive fruit oil, xylanicum leaf oil, which is cinnamon leaf oil, and more. This massage oil was created to provide a calming and soothing massage experience. This massage oil can be used on desired areas to soothe aches and pains, as well as provide comfort and relaxation. So it's soothing and calming. It promotes relaxation, and it aids in the relief of aches and pains. Next up is our CBD Dead Sea Mud Mask with Volcanus Kaolin. We offer this to you at the wholesale price of $49.97. This face mask helps to cleanse and exfoliate debris and skin cells on the surface of the skin. The Volcanus Kaolin is a clay mineral which helps to absorb excess oils, leaving your skin feeling clean and rejuvenated. Now, this product also includes 50 milligrams of CBD per container. So it cleanses your skin, it exfoliates the skin, and it rejuvenates the skin. Next, our CBD Your Majesty Queen of All Creams moisturizer. It contains 20 milligrams of CBD, and we offer it to you at the wholesale price of $39.97. Treat your skin the way it deserves to be treated. This moisturizing cream is packed full of the best ingredients, including 20 milligrams of CBD oil per container to help your skin feel refreshed, youthful, and moisturized. This cream can be used daily to maintain moisture on normal skin, to provide moisture for dry skin, or to balance moisture for oily skin. It's great for sensitive skin, dry and cracked skin, and it provides skin relief for cold weather, as well as providing a protective layer over your skin to protect against the environment. This product can be used on the face or the body twice daily. It moisturizes the skin, combats the aging process, and leaves the skin feeling refreshed. Now, the next product, unfortunately, I don't have a photo of yet, but this is our 500 milligram CBD Ultimate Deep Healing Pain Cream with Emu Oil. And we do offer this to you at the wholesale price of $79.97. Now, the Ultimate Deep Healing Pain Cream with Emu Oil has been traditionally one of our top sellers. And we listen, and our client and customer base has asked for more CBD infused into this product. So, hence the 500 milligram product. Our Ultimate Deep Healing Pain Cream with Emu Oil contains 500 milligrams of CBD oil and helps to deeply penetrate the toughest aches and sores. Natural anti-inflammatory properties from the Emu Oil combined with our hemp intensive formula just allows a fantastic. Apply as needed to problem areas. It's great for people muscle aches to joint pain and inflammation. Apply to areas experiencing tension or pain. This product can be used as often as necessary. It relieves pain, it hydrates the skin, and it aids joint ailments and stiffness. And now let me cover the non-CBD products. Retinol Complex Serum. This is a 2.5% retinol product. Wholesale cost price to you is $36.97. You want radiant skin? This serum was made for you. The product is strong yet gentle and helps fight signs of aging while keeping your skin soft and glowing. Retinol stimulates the production of new skin cells while helping to fade dark spots and even out other skin discoloration. It helps renew the skin and treat acne while also reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. So it reduces the appearance of fine lines, it promotes healthy, radiant skin, and it's an anti-aging formula that combats the aging process. Next up, the CBD infused product. This is a non-CBD Dead Sea mud mask with Volcanus kaolin. Wholesale is $39.97. And again, this face mask helps to cleanse and exfoliate debris and skin cells on the surface of the skin. It cleanses the skin, it exfoliates the skin, and it rejuvenates the skin. Next up and final, non-CBD Your Majesty Queen of All Creams Moisturizing Cream. This is the same cream as that has the CBD in it. Treat your skin the way it deserves to be treated. Use our Queen of All Creams Moisturizing Cream. It moisturizes the skin, it combats the aging process, and it leaves skin feeling refreshed. These new products.
At Jared, we know devotion isn't a once-a-year occasion. And once the flowers have wilted and the chocolates have disappeared, you'll still want them to know how much you care. Dare to give a gift that lasts this Valentine's Day with our incredible selection of jewelry. From delicate rose gold to bold black diamonds, Jared has hundreds of pieces under $299 and exclusive collections you won't find anywhere else. Shop online or find a store near you at jared.com and dare to be devoted.
Hello, folks, and welcome once again to the BA Sales Kennel Club Holistic Healthcare Products CTFO Changing the Future Outcome Show. I'm your host, Grandpa Bill, and I'm going to get a couple of housekeeping questions out of the way, issues. Cut right to the chase in honor of our veterans this week. Don't forget the Veterans Day doorbuster sale over at my Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans podcast. You can check that out in honor of the day officially tomorrow, but for the whole holiday weekend, I'd like to say a prayer. Dear Lord, today we honor our veterans, worthy men and women, who gave their best when they were called upon to serve and protect their country. We pray that you will bless them for their unselfish service in the continual struggle to preserve our freedoms, our safety, and our country's heritage for all of us. Welcome to today's show. All veteran theme based this week in honor of them weekend. Going to be talking about opportunities at CTFO. Upcoming events at CTFO, new packages, incentives, pay matrix adjustments, more products, good holistic health care for animals and their humans, plants and the planet. Thanks for joining us today. We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the show. Grandpa Bill here. I'm going to talk to you about upcoming events and suggestions and topics. And we're getting some feedback, which is good. That's what we want here. And I'm getting topics of discussion and suggestions, questions. So just wanted to highlight that. One of which I got is how to cope with a controlling person. Well, I'm going to try to answer that. Again, I'm not a practitioner. And this is in regards to the question led to questioning about CBD in regards to dealing with a controlling person. So I'll get to that in a moment. But let's try to take a peek at, you know, how to cope with a controlling person to the best of my advice or whatever. First of all, haven't been married collectively for over 50 years, twice around. Over 24 years with the present, Graham, and 13 years of being together. So, like any relationship, marriage, partnership, roommate situation, people situation. Again, I'm not a practitioner. I would say there's many ways to deal with controlling people. I'm trying to learn that myself, not singling anybody out. I may be one, a controlling person. Perhaps. In self-assessment. We'll see. We're going to do this together. So in the moment, I try to keep my composure as best I can with a very reactionary temperament. I've talked about that. We'll talk about it more. This isn't supposed to be totally about me or really about me at all, but now I'm getting asked questions, so I have to put it in the first person to answer them to the best of my ability. So I try to work on managing my own emotions, and then I need to work on not only caring for myself, which is a full-time job, to avoid being drained by any controlling person, if indeed there is one. Not necessarily my spouse. Not necessarily not my spouse. Business people, in life, day to day, your boss, my boss, his boss, Jimmy's boss, the guy down the street, the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker. Somebody has a controlling person in their life to whatever degree. And or are the controlling person in the butcher, the baker, the candlestick maker's life, if you will. I feel as though controlling people are kind of looking for a reaction, and they might look to play on the buttons that make you tick. They may be trying to push your buttons. I don't know that, are they? Only you can answer that. But they may not respond well to criticism. I'm not a big fan of criticism, myself personally. But sometimes in conversation, be it business or elsewhere, and I'm sure y'all can relate to this, it gets to the heredity thing. I talked about family members, black sheep, the member of the family that's the keeping up with the Joneses. We all have all this crazy stuff, folks. We're humans. Every family has some element of this. Wherever you're raising your hand to whatever one you are, well, we all are. The black sheep, the empath, the enemy, the good guy, the bad guy, the savior, the whiner, the complainer, the keeping up with the Joneses, the Uncle Charlie, the Aunt Marie. So answering this as best I can, controlling people are often looking for a reaction. They might not respond well themselves to criticism, vice versa, looking in the mirror. If you say and or get aggressive, or not physically aggressive now, let's not get crazy. We're talking about arguments, differences of opinion, be them in business, be them in life, being them with your roommate, your spouse, your whatever. Controlling people are in elements of all segments of society, wherever they are. Your living boyfriend, or your girlfriend, or your partner, your roommate, your workmate, your neighbor, the person that lives down the corner, whatever. Somebody has that in their life. So the questions that I got specifically, and then substrated to, will CBD help with that? Most assuredly. In my opinion, as a patient of CBD for a long time, having my pets on the product, having the clientele that I'm building, and having a long existing clientele that have talked about it with me and for me for years before it came to light, and several of them have been on my show. So continuing with that, just try not to lose your temper. I'm trying to practice what I preach. This is duality therapeutic. or therapy, if you will, therapeutic, here, for myself. I say these things out loud to hear myself. Try to self-efface, try to self-control myself. So try saying something like, I understand you, about whatever the example is. I'm trying to think of the old movie with my brain with Julia Roberts and Patrick, the Irish guy, what's his name? I can see Bergen. It goes back a ways, and he was the possessive husband, over-obsessive, and he had all these idiots. He not actually physically knocked her around, too, so let's just stay with the movie here. Bear with me. But he was so idiosyncrasized, he had to have the pepper all lined up. He was obsessive, compulsive, all those letters. Long story short, if you know the movie, look it up. Julia Roberts made a fictitious apparent drowning so she could escape the marriage and get away. And lo and behold, she ran away and he tracked her down. And it's a great movie. Staying in my corral. Those types of people, you know, to say something like, I understand you about the cupboards in that movie, if you will. However, I would prefer, you know, if she could have negotiations in that movie, she couldn't because she would get knocked across the room. I'm just saying in kind of semi-normal environments, if you can interject your example. Come on, guys, you have to help me along with these parts of it. You put the towel crooked, or they don't like it when you leave a sneaker in the hallway. Your example's in your life, so play along a little bit. And just try to interject like, well, I would prefer that you didn't hang the towels in the corner, and I understand that you like to have them by the hamper or in the right angle at 4 o'clock in the afternoon every Tuesday because that's when you like to do laundry. My crazy examples. So somewhere in that crazy example, if you can interject and try to negotiate whatever I just said, okay, I will try not to hang them in the corner because we know that you do them on Tuesday. I respect that. So how about I'll do them on Monday. We'll share it each week and you try not to hang them in the corner and I'll try to do what you just said, whatever. You dump garbage in the street, I prefer you swept it up and put it in the barrel. You put tea bags in the sink, I wish you would throw them away. I leave pizza cartons empty after watching football games. All crazy examples, none of which may exist, some of which might. I'm trying to answer the question. So I'm willing to hang in there. If we change is a good one to throw out to anybody. Or I can hang in there where I want, leave that space for yourself. However, you may need to just calmly, and I'm trying to practice that myself. I am getting better at it. Stand your ground. Not defiantly, not argumentatively, whatever. I'll talk more about that after the break. Quickly, I also want to revisit a reconstructure of an older show. Grandpa Bill's Grunts and Groans, BH Sales, Kennel Kelp, Holistic Products for Animals and Human Health. BH Sales and Kennel Kelp, the world's finest nutrient-laden supplement. BH Sales does business differently. Grandpa Bill has spent 25 years as a purveyor, nutritional advisor, healing coach advisor, and custom blend independent ingredient broker and aromatherapist. BH Sales has spent the last 5 years phasing out his own wholesale business to the point of now running a completely self-sufficient business with no overhead. Listen in and join the BA Sales Healthy Meal Bag and Advocacy Program, Food for the Mind, the Body, and the Soul. Thanks for joining us today. Going to go to break and we'll be right back.
Hello, yes, and welcome to Grandpa Bill's Kennel Kelp, BA Sales Kennel Kelp Holistic Healthcare Products Show, and I'm your host, Grandpa Bill. In today's episode, I want to talk about BA Sales Icelandic Kennel Kelp, which is good for animals' nails, paws, and hooves. Kennel kelp has essential trace minerals, including calcium, titanium, boron, manganese, copper, and zirconium. BH Sales diatomaceous earth, when combined with sacred clay, provides high natural silica content called the BH Sales Power Trio. Silica is totally organic and safe. Human grade, it is taken from a fresh water deposit and is the purest form available. A source of 14 essential trace minerals, all natural, parasite control, and natural anthelmintic. It supports the repair process and is essential for tendons, ligaments, and bones. Supports natural stem cell production, promotes and supports a healthy bowel and respiratory function, balances stomach pH, and helps dogs stop eating stools. Naturally controls internal and external parasites. It promotes and supports healthy skin, hair, hooves, and nails. Completely safe and non-toxic. BH Sales diatomaceous earth also helps with internal and external parasites. Use as a feed through and dust topically on the animal to kill external pests. How does calcium sacred clay work? Sacred clay carries a uniquely strong and negative ionic charge, which causes it to magnetically attract any substance with a positive ionic charge, i.e. bacteria, toxins, metals, and etc. These substances are both absorbed, sticking to the outside, and absorbed, drawn inside by the clay molecules. The animal body doesn't digest clay, so the clay passes through the system, collects the toxins, and removes them as the clay is eliminated. The clay's immediate action upon the body is directly on the digestive channel. This involves the clay actually binding with the toxic substances and removing them from the body and the stool. It performs this job with every kind of toxin, including those from the environment, such as heavy metals and those that occur naturally as byproducts of the body's own health processes, such as metabolic toxins. The clay and the absorbed toxins are both eliminated together. This keeps the toxins from being absorbed into the bloodstream. Sacred clay can remove them from the animal's system. So that goes hand in hand with the CBD drink drops that we've been promoting. Going to take a commercial outbreak here, and we'll come back and we'll talk about the BH Sales Kennel Kelp, Grandpa Bill, advocacy program for the Amethyst Elixir Company CBD Gain Drops. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Okay, folks, welcome back. We'll go back to the show in a moment. I wanted to tell you, Grandpa Bill here, I wanted to tell you about a show I talked about a little bit ago about extra considerations, options for you folks to, especially on my team here at CTFO, to entertain harder market over and above and to coincide with the CTFO plan. This is a gentleman that I used to listen to his podcast show with his partner a couple of years ago, sporadically. His name is Ezra Firestone. And my business constituent, Seth Brzezinski, I believe, is in-depthly looking at Ezra Firestone's programs called The Smart Marketer, for one. And I zapped out Seth an email and told him when, like, he certainly has an affinity for when the clock slows down and the wheels stop spinning and we all can take a deep breath and read anything or watch anything, that I wanted to catch up on Ezra Firestone's offerings as we speak. So, long story short, I did that, and I inserted that there's a couple of great seminars, right before Christmas, and money's money and all of that. I get that. That's one of the reasons I can't personally do it. And I talked about myself personally. This is all from your couch, too. You don't have to physically go, to Kansas City or whatever on a plane. But I want to do an outtake from the Smart Marketer Ezra Firestone directly. This is part of the free course that I took that's available to anyone. So just to make sure all disclaimers are perfectly clear, this is Ezra Firestone. This is free to the public. This is from a free series that I took and got. And I'm simply conveying it forward for those that may want to partake monetarily moving forward as a program. So here we go. Thank you. Okay, folks, hang tight. You know about live radio and live pushing the buttons and all of that kind of stuff. We're going to do this. Let me do this about that, because this is crazy. I'm going to go to another part on the backside of the commercial that I was going to talk about, but we'll talk about it right now while I'm trying to load up Ezra's.
The E People's Choice Awards, tonight at 9. The E People's Choice Awards, tonight at 9, only on E!
Ideas made to marinate. Dough-covered hands and handles made for them. Adjusting.
Okay, folks. Grandpa Bill back live. Good Lord willing and the saints being with us here on Sunday at the time of the taping. Thanks for being patient, Mr. Ezra Firestone.
Hey, my name is Ezra Firestone from smartmarketer.com. And boom, by Cindy Joseph. I'm an e-commerce business owner, an educator, and an app developer for Shopify stores. You know, and I run a business. I got a team of 100 people, 100 plus. We do really well, and I love what I do. I'm here to answer some questions. The first one is, what aspect of your work could you geek out about for hours and never get bored? For me, it's a lot of it. I love what I do. But one thing I could just do endlessly is come up with ideas for ads. I like ads because ads are at the top of the funnel. They're the first thing that people see, usually, that you're using to get people's attention and tell them that you exist. And I like to have fun with that, do goofy stuff, do quirky stuff, make fun of things, make fun of myself. I just think it's like a really fun part of the business because it's the thing that has the most exposure. What's one thing you've accomplished in your career that you're most proud of? I'm proud of a lot of stuff I've done. I've done a lot of stuff and it's been really fun. And I think that thing that I'm most proud of is that I'm still having fun. Like, I've figured out how to, you know, 15 years into my career, 100 team members later, tens of millions of dollars a year in revenue, to not be overworked, burned out, unhappy with what I'm doing. Like, I love it. I'm having fun with it. I'm enjoying it. I'm bringing others along for the ride. I'm, you know, trying to build something that will be around for generations. I'm farming. I'm not hunting. I'm looking to grow stuff that is not all based around me, but that is like the creation of something that supports many people and that is the creation of many people. And I think I've done a really good job at building a team that is happy, that's having fun, that's serving the world and profiting. So if I don't know that that answered the question, but I think the thing I'm most proud of is my team. What was my lowest point on my road to success and what kept me going? I think the lowest point was when I nearly bankrupted us, when I became emotionally attached to an offer that I was trying to promote that wasn't working, and I sank all of our money into it, and we had to live on my wife's yoga earnings. And she was like, you know, she was with me. She was cool. She was not like, you know, she was like, hey, dude, like, this thing is definitely not working, so why don't you, like, try something else? But she wasn't, like, pissed off, you know? But that was pretty tough because, like, I really wanted it to work, and it just wasn't, and I wasn't willing to let go of it. And, you know, what kept me going? I was never going to stop. I have failed trying to work for other people always. And so there was never a question as to whether I was going to make this work. It was just a matter of when. So I never have had the I am going to quit mentality. I've never had the, like, this isn't going to work, I'm going to give up, or it's too hard. And look, failure, rejection, intensity, self-doubt, like, all that stuff is part of the life of an entrepreneur. But if you question the operation, you shouldn't be an entrepreneur. Like, you should not be questioning the operation. You must have the confidence that it is going to work out. That is part of what is needed for success. So I never had the worry that it wasn't going to work. I was going to keep going until I was going to keep moving forward until it did. What was one thing you wish you'd known when you were just getting started? If you could give that version of yourself one piece of advice, what would it be? I think it would be, stop doing everything myself sooner, right? Like, as soon as I figured out how to delegate, as soon as I figured out how to not be the driver and how to be the navigator, everything got easier and everything got better. When you start with no money and you start doing everything yourself, it can be hard not to want to control it all. And I learned this in 2012 is when I really started the delegation process, and I could have started a lot sooner. And I think that that's one thing that holds a lot of people back, keeps people at plateaus, is the unwillingness to bring other people up, invest in them, educate them, give them a goal, hold them accountable, help them, instead of trying to just do it yourself. You think you can do it yourself faster, but you can't do everything. And if someone is 100% focused in one area, they're going to be better than you are. You're scattered all over everything. So I think one thing I would have done sooner is learned and invested in my own ability to delegate and lead. And that, I think, comes with time, but a lot of people never get it, and it keeps them plateaued. How do you stay motivated? What do you do? You know, motivation's a funny thing because you should have it, I think. It's like, you either want to be doing this or not, right? A lot of people enjoy losing. They enjoy losing, like, emotionally, right? Like, having a tough time and struggling and complaining about how things aren't, you know, things are hard. And it's like, yeah, a lot of people have it hard in a lot of different ways. You get to choose the attitude that you show up with. And you know what's a whole lot more fun? A positive attitude. A lot of people, like, the emotional spectrum that people have is about what they have. So like, you put someone in solitary confinement, they have about the same emotional spectrum. They're turned on by the doorknob. They're pissed off at the wall. It's like, you have the capacity for whatever emotional experience that you have the capacity for. And if you find yourself not motivated, maybe you're burned out. Maybe you're not taking care of yourself. Maybe you're not moving your body. Maybe you're not sleeping. Maybe you're not eating right. Maybe you don't have any hobbies. Maybe you're not investing in your social life. It's unlikely that the work that you're doing is the cause of your lack of motivation. It's likely a set of behaviors and a set of attitudes and viewpoints that you're holding that are resulting in your lack of motivation. I am happy about what I'm doing, and I'm moving in the direction of creating good stuff in the world. I want to make good things. I want to have a good time, first and foremost. Then I want to make good things, and I want to be profitable. And it's not hard to be motivated. I mean, if you're struggling with motivation, there's something behind that beyond the work, likely, if you're an entrepreneur. What are you not good at? And how do you deal with that weakness? I'm not good at most stuff. And how I deal with that weakness is getting people to help me. One big problem entrepreneurs have is they're afraid to ask for help. They're afraid to admit where they are not, where they don't have skill. And I've never had that problem. I've always been like, who can help me with this? Who's the best in the world at this? And how can I get them to come help me? So, you know, I'm not good at most things. I'm really, really, really great at interpersonal communication and people. That's my best thing. I'm good at communication. I'm good at dealing with people. I'm good at having people feel empowered and feel good and know that I'm on their side. The rest of it, I'm not that great at. I just get people who are really good and I enroll them in the vision, and then we collaborate. I'm a good collaborator, but I think I'm pretty not great at most stuff at business, but I'm real good at getting a team around me to support me on my goals and making it fun for them and enrolling them in the vision and having them feel worth. You know, people care a lot more about mission and story and purpose than they do about how much money they make. And so, you know, the way I deal with my weaknesses is I get people to help me. What is one question you ask people the most, and what's the answer? Mostly I ask people how they feel emotionally about the things that are going on in their lives. How do you feel? What's going on? Oh yeah, that thing happened. How did that feel to you? What were your emotional responses to that? How did that make you feel about yourself? It's all about how people feel about what they're doing. That's the key. And that's what I want to know. I remember everything someone says about how they feel about some shit. I don't remember much else, but I can remember what people tell me about how they feel. And I think that's my superpower, really. I think that is like what I'm good at, you know, like I was saying, communication and people. And it's really about caring how people feel. Most people are so wrapped up in their own bullshit, so wrapped up paying attention to themselves, trying to look cool, trying to impress people, trying to ball out on Instagram with Lambos and ripped jeans and watches and shit. They're not paying any attention to anyone else. And the secret is not paying attention to yourself, but paying attention to other people. So I don't think that answered the question, but that is what I think. If you had a brand new business and $1,000 marketing budget, what would you spend it on and why? If I had a brand new business and $1,000 to spend, I'd throw a party and I'd invite everybody I knew, and I'd have drinks and I'd have popcorn and I'd have soup with potatoes in it and shit. I'd have a party that everybody wanted to come to. And at that party, I can guarantee you of the 30 people who showed up, I'd enroll 6 of them to help me in the business. So I would use that money to be the catalyst to create a community. And then out of that community, I would convince people by inspiring them and telling them a story about what I wanted to create to join me. And that'd be the best use of that money. What do I think is the secret to success? And how did I learn that? I think the secret to success in any area of life is consistency. The willingness to put your attention in one area consistently over time and to show up with a positive attitude, a willingness to learn, humble and respect and reverence for whatever the subject matter is, and continue to take the next step in the direction of your goal, no matter what you are faced with, to ride that wave with grace and dignity and a desire to do better and to help and serve. And I learned that at a very young age through martial arts, through poker, through the community where I was raised, that like really what it's about is your frame on the world, your own attitude, your own willingness to take responsibility for your lot in life and do something about it. And I think that like that is really what it comes down to, is are you willing to take responsibility for your actions? Are you the victim of the world? Everything is victimizing you, you know, the weather, your family, your circumstances, or are you the villain? Are you the person who is creating? Are you responsible for what is happening in your world? That's a choice you've got to make. So that's what I think about that.
Okay, folks, I am here. That clicked off. But I was getting some coffee. We'll be right back after a commercial break, and I'll talk about some very valid points that Mr. Firestone had that I think can be applicable to the CTFO team. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining the show.